The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they will make you smile. And in this time, at this way, in this society, smiling is a plus. Let's just say that. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. 4, 3. To life lessons for faith that we can actually use, probably won't, but we could use them if we decide to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian thingy. You know, like if you were listening to the show yesterday and you didn't realize that it was a recording and then you thought, that's not funny. That's it right there. That was an excellent play, by the way. Very, very well done. Very good. Here's the bottom line. In our show, we keep it simple because I'm simple, so we have to keep it simple. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, if you have a praise report, a prayer request, you got something going on, if you have an answer to Bible trivia, which we'll get to later, if you've just got a question about, you know, the existence of the universe, anything simple, we'll be glad to help you out. All you got to do is reach out to us. You'll call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you do that, Terrific T answers the phone. And let's just say that that is terrific. And that's what you got to know right there. The other part about this is if you can text in, you can text in to 214-210-8483. I know they're numbers on a phone, but you can do it. 214-210-8483. You can also email David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org, which leads us to our encouragement for you to check out the website where there's a link where you can get the book that I wrote for free if it's electronic, or not for free if it's not electronic. It's still goofy, but it's fun. Anyhow, go to hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, we got a lot of stuff to cover, and I want to give you the opportunities to do that. As you know, we'll do trivia in the next segment. There is a free book that's available electronically. If you go to hemustincrease.org, you can also buy the book at $7.77. And the reason why is there is absolutely no reason in the world why. In other words, that book costs $4.05 for Kindle to do, and we just put $7.77 because we just thought that was cool. So that's how wise we are. That just tells you how that goes. But electronically, it's free. So check it out. For those that do the print and you get it, and it's a little bigger than you thought, I'm sorry. That's all I can give you. I don't have anything else to give you. Also, for those that want to know what's going on, we're doing a special fundraiser for our very good and faithful brother in the Lord, Samson. If you are unaware of this, all you've got to do is, what we're doing is we're collecting checks. So we've had checks sent here to the studio, to the station, and we're going to amass them, and then we're going to give them to Samson and give him an opportunity so he can make sure he gets a car. So far we've gotten checks in. Let me just tell you right now, if you go to 770KAAM.com, the address is under the employment link, or you can also get the address from our website, hemustincrease.org, under the Contact Dave link. And then you just make the check out to He Must Increase Ministry or HMIM. Just put in the little memo that it's for Samson. We'll collect them all and we'll give them to him. That is the simplicity of that. Did I explain that pretty good? I think people can figure that out at this
point.
You
did.
Okay, so we're all on track. We're all on target. Everybody get ready. Much to cover. Much to do. Much warfare going on. Well, why would there be spiritual warfare going on in different people's lives all over the church? Well, there's somebody in the realm of spirit that doesn't like you. He doesn't like you a lot. Not a little, a lot. And you don't want to try and have favor with him because he is bad. Let's talk about him and his engagement with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're, of course, talking about Satan, also known as the devil, also known as the accuser, also known as the enemy, also known as the father of lies. So anytime you hear a lie, guess what? He's the dad. That's how it works. And so we're talking about Jesus and him having this encounter right after Jesus is baptized. He goes out and he has this testing period led by the Holy Spirit, by the way, for those that are trying to figure out, well, is this normal? Yes, this is normal. This is what was expected. And in a very real sense, people don't understand that this moment that takes place, this time frame between Jesus and Satan, is very cosmic in battle. It's a battle between good and evil right then and there. So we covered the first couple of temptations. We talked about the last one. I want to finish up with his engagement with Satan. We did point out that the three times that Jesus had this engagement in dealing with the enemy, he quoted Deuteronomy three times using the word of God. Every single time he's dealing with an accusation or a temptation or a moment, he's using the word of God. If that is not a witness beyond witnesses, I do not know what is. When the enemy is coming against you, you use the word of God. I was going through spiritual warfare today. Oh, my goodness. I opened up my Bible. I said, Lord, I need to hear from you. I need to see what's in your word. I need to just embrace what's in your word. I need to be a part of what's in your word. I started to read Romans chapter 1. I got through the first 13 verses in about 35 or 40 minutes and made 20 notations. I'm like, wow, God is so good. Because he has so much to say if we will but listen. And so here in the Matthew moment, we'll call it the Matthew moment. So this is the enemy. The enemy says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 9, he said to him, I will give you all these things if you will fall down and worship me. Essentially, Satan was giving Jesus a shortcut to the Messiahship. Take the shorter road, Jesus. It won't be as hard. It won't be as bad. You'll still get what you're looking for. Jesus told him, go away, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Two things I want to pull out of there that are essentially very important. One, Jesus said this, go away. I know it's hard because, you know, we think of it and we don't think in those terms, but when you're getting onslaughted spiritually or the enemy's coming against you, you're having all this stuff happen, I tell people on a regular basis, you want to put up a great defense, you should be in the Word of God, you should turn on worship music, you should start praising God. Boy, you want to drive Satan crazy? Praise the Lord. He hates it. You want to drive him away? You want to make him go away? Well, you know, guess what? Worship going to his arch enemy would do it. So here's the bottom line. Jesus said, go away. Go away. Go away. Bye. See ya. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. I mean, Jesus literally was telling Satan to hit the road. You think, well, that's just Jesus. Jesus can do that. Well, that's funny because in James chapter 4, verse 7, it says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And that word flee in the Greek means to take protective cover. Because if you're submitted to God, then the power of God is working with you. The Holy Spirit is moving through you. The Word of God is ample in your heart and mind. And Satan hates that. You know, I mean, if you're a sports fan, I'm not going into the Olympics or anything, but if you're a sports fan, I guess it's like watching your favorite sports team get shellacked in the first period. It's like, I don't want to watch this anymore. That's kind of what it's like. And so we submit ourselves to God. We resist the enemy. What do you mean you resist the enemy? That means that when he's throwing those temptations and throwing those thoughts in your direction, you go, no, I don't want that. It's not what I want. I want what God wants. I've had tons of people say, oh, the devil can't throw a thought your way. Have you read this book? Your job is to say no. You submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. Jesus shows you exactly what. Go away. There's not an old cartoon, but there's a cartoon out there. A lot of you won't appreciate this. A few will understand this. But there's one scene where the guy comes over to the little baby. The baby goes, go away, fat man. It's just like, get away from here. Get away from me. And the idea behind that is at some point you just say, get out. Go. Hit it. See ya. See ya later. And Jesus did that. And then he lays down the one part that I think we know, but we don't necessarily like, and that is, and we understand it, but let's get to it. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only, which means we don't even worship our own desires more than we worship the Lord. That's why you have a passage like, thy loving kindness is greater than life. And so that you understand it, this is all centered in the Lord. Everything that we do in every way, shape, or form, nothing we desire, nothing we have, nothing we are qualifies as worthy. But the Lord, he is worthy. He is the Lord. He is God. He is worthy to be praised. Let's take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running, running and running.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience.
So in this position, I have the opportunity to interview people and have so for the last 5 years from all across the range of Christianity, from authors and from actors and musicians. We are about to have an opportunity we've never had on this show. We actually have Lee Strobel on the phone with us. It was 19 years ago, I believe, this September 1st, where his book came out, The Case for Christ. If you're Jewish like I am and then became a Christian, that was when you went, oy vey. This book was a life changer for many, and now it's a movie. Lee, are you there on the phone with us?
I am, David. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. Thrilled to have you on the show. It's
Thank you. My privilege.
I just got to start. I know they give you a list of questions just so you can know, Lee. I never use them. So
good for you.
It's like, come on. I want to tell you, we're brothers here.
Absolutely.
In the Lord. Talk to me. First of all, you wrote this book, The Case for Christ. Let's first talk about the writing of the book, and then we'll talk about that connection to the movie. Why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't start out to do that. I mean, I was an atheist. My wife became a Christian. So in order to try to rescue her from this Christian cult, I decided to use my journalism training and legal training and disprove Christianity to show that the resurrection never really happened. Of course, I ended up coming to the opposite conclusion and ended up coming to faith. But I did this investigation for my own edification, for my own education, not because I wanted to write a book. And then it was actually later my wife said to me, hey, you ought to write a book about that. I said, really? And she said, sure. So that's how the book came about.
Amazing grace. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Okay, get ready for your first trivia question. Who did Jesus take in his arms and bless? Who? It's so funny because every other time in the book it'll go, whom? It's like it can't make up its mind. Who did Jesus take in his arms and bless? If you think you know the answer, you can call in at 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483, or you can email David at hemustincrease.org. Let's see. I don't think we've done DNA. We didn't do DNA for a little bit, so let's just do that. I just want to keep people on track. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily, 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 daily. I can't say that enough. Daily. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. That's the N. And the A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. You're aware, in tune, in touch, and sensitive to the Lord, but you are also aware of people around you. So you're doing a north-south thing with between you and the Lord, and then an east-west thing with people. And so you do north-south, east-west. And if you do it really fast, you go, if you go north-south, east-west, it's a cross. Ha! There you go. Let's see you top that one. That's pretty good. Huh? All right, I'll tell you about a small conversation I had with my wife. She was right, but she's not listening. So I can tell you this. So we were going over something, and I was explaining to her about the 70 or the 72. So Scripture talks about the 70 people that came up from Israel into Egypt, and then another portion it says 72. And then people get all upset about stuff like this. They're like, oh, it says 70 here, but here it says 72. In the account that's given in Genesis, Joseph and Jacob are not included. So then the other account would then add to, so it would be 70 or 72. I'm just making sure you guys kind of know what's going on there. All right, so then at the thing we were talking about, I said, you know, I said from a practical point of view, there were many people in that group of 70 or 72 that were not, you know, all fully Jewish people. I mean, there were the two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they were half Jewish because they were Joseph's kids and also the wife of the other gal. And so that's when Noel goes, I'm sorry, could you repeat that? And I said, Manasseh and Ephraim. And she said, no. Manasseh and Ephraim? And I said, no, Manasseh and Ephraim. I said, no. I said, it's this way. I said, I've been saying this way for 43 years. Do you know what she said to me? You know what my wife said to me? Well, you're wrong. And I said, why? And she said, because I say so. And you know what? That was the end of the conversation. She was actually right. That wasn't the point. The point was I was wrong because she said so. That was so I lost that argument in a heartbeat. Anyhow, I'm sure that nobody's ever had that happen before. Again, our question straightforward on the trivia is, who did Jesus take in his arms and bless? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out 972-445-0770. You can text in 214-210-8483 or email David at hemustincrease.org. My wife was right because she said so. Like the end of all arguments, right? Well, honey, this is... Nope, it's because I said so. Okay. The worst part about this is because we have the dogs with us, it's not like the dogs are going to go on my side and agree with her, me over them, over her. They sleep by her.
because I was losing this one no matter where it was going. You see, this is part of living. This is part of the trials in the life. All right, so here's we got somebody who's calling in. I don't know if they're answering the question or not, so we'll give them a shot to see if they are. Again, if you're going to do some kind of contribution for the Samson scenario, we're telling you the website, the KAAM site, the 770 KAAM site has the information on underemployment, or you can go to hemustincrease.org, and then where it says contact Dave, I list the station as well. Does somebody want to answer their trivia? Okay, yeah, ready? Okay, ready? All right, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. I did get your message. I hope you understood that yesterday we weren't live. It was a recorded show. That's why we didn't get the chance to talk to you.
Yeah, I guess you took the day off yesterday.
Yeah, I wish I could say I just took a day off. That would be so nice, but that's not exactly what happened. But yeah, I did not work the show yesterday. I had to do many other required essential elements for ministry, so I had to do those.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, how you feeling? How you doing?
I'm doing crummy.
You're doing crummy? I love you. You are so
I'm
honest.
I'm not doing too terribly well, but I go to the doctor tomorrow, so I'll see what the doctor says.
Okay. Can we pray for you?
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, let's pray real quickly, and then you can answer the trivia. But let me pray for you real quickly, okay?
Okay.
All right. Father, we come before you, and we lift up Mary to you. We just ask you in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit that you would touch her physical body, give her strength, give her vitality, raise her up, let her start doing better. She had surgery, she had some tough times there, but we ask you just to fill her heart with joy and peace and give her a great strength, great energy that comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, and thank you so much. I appreciate that, okay?
It's my privilege to pray for you, Mary. I do it on a regular basis. All right, I need you to answer this trivia question for me, and I have a feeling you will be able to. You have the ability. Who did Jesus take in his arms and bless?
The little children.
That is exactly correct! Right on target. Excellent job, Mary. That's excellent work, and we appreciate it. And everybody's going to keep praying for you. And you call us back on after your doctor's appointment. Tell us how things are going.
Okay. Well, thank you. And also, you know, him taking the little children in his arms is mentioned. I think it's Isaiah 40, and he talks about being the shepherd. And taking the little children in his arms and then bleeding those with young.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Good. And I think that's Isaiah 40. And sometime when we talk off the air, I'll tell you, I got some, I was expecting these little books to be in English and they're in Hebrew.
Oh, wow. Wowzer.
I can't understand them. But then a little bit maybe. Elohim. Does that mean Lord?
Elohim, yes, it means the Lord.
Yeah.
Elohim.
Okay, well, I don't want to pick up your time.
All right, Mary.
Anyway, I'll let you know sometime. Sometime we talk off the air and I'll tell you.
Okay, you got it.
These Hebrew books.
You got it. It's good to talk to you, Mary. We'll keep praying for you, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Mary, coming in with the answer, giving us an update, letting us know what's going on. Let me finish this one little portion here. This is Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. Not a lot. I wasn't going to say a lot about it anyways. That kind of worked out perfect. It says this. This is after when Jesus told him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him and angels came and began to serve him. Now, I know that many of you are going to think he's going to concentrate on the angels part. You're wrong. I'm going to concentrate on the devil left him because this is why. Because after a while, it's over. And that's what I want to point out. After a little bit, spiritual warfare, it's over. And we have to just be aware. Now, look, I think it's great that angels came and ministered to Jesus, probably took care of him physically as well. Probably, I mean, that was a pretty serious cosmic conflict, I'm sure. But what I'm telling you, for you and I to see, is there comes a point where it's over. There's a trial, it's over. There's a temptation, it's over. There's a struggle, it's over. It comes to an end. Okay? Satan is not omniscient. He's not any of those things. He's not even operating of his own free will, to be straightforward about the whole thing. He has to leave at an appointed time. The time is over. And so when you're going through it, and I know that we go through it, here's my encouragement to you. You got to hang on. You got to keep your vision on Jesus solid. You got to, you know, overlook stupid things like maybe the way I talk and stuff like that. When I'm trying to encourage you, you got to get past all that stuff. And you got to remember what the scripture says. He leaves. And at some point in your individual trial, we're not talking about the corporate trial. We already know that corporate trial is coming to an end. That's going to trumpet's going to blow. I got it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your individual personalized confrontation, trial, your temptation, your difficulty comes to an end, and the devil left him. It's like, that's it. Done. Thank you. So the best way to get him to leave the fastest, of course, is to stand firmest in the word, be a worshipful, praiseful person, because he can't stand that. And how do you know that? Because when Saul was getting bombarded by a demonic spirit, David would play his music. Just read any of the Psalms. You'll find out it's worship-oriented towards God, and that drove the demon out. There you go. All right. Oh, okay. That's what we need. Got that? That's super important for you to recognize and for me to recognize. I go through spiritual warfare a lot. I don't even tell you guys all the time, which I probably should tell you a lot more. But when it comes to an end, it's like, phew. So yeah, got through that. And that's what we need the Lord to get us through, stage by stage by stage by stage. Okay? Stand in there. You're His chosen. He loves you, and you are beloved by the Lord. Okay? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a short break. We'll be back at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearance and make a right judgment. That's all good. For 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? You can't say Christians can't judge. They're commanded to. Here it is right here. Ready? Here's the bowling ball knocking down the pins. Every day as Christians, we have to judge what is appropriate, proper, healthy, and useful. Also, what people we believe we should hang out with, trust, believe in, or let influence, we have to judge that on a regular basis. When you choose your church, you're using your judgment abilities.
Bazinga.
I love that. Because listen, when you're choosing your church, you have to decide to pick one over another. Oh, here's the key. You're going to hate me. Ready? Here it is. If we have no ability to judge, we can't vote.